Is porn addiction a secret? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Han and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Han Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Lauren Norris, who was on our previous show, who was a porn addict, and he didn't realize it.
I think sometimes we think with the things that we like in life, oh, I'll just have a little bit of this, oh, maybe a little more, and we grab onto things, whatever it might be. Maybe it's someone who's into drugs. They start off with, I'm just going to smoke a little bit of this, but then it's consuming their lives. Instead of them controlling this so-called addiction, they're actually being a person who's consumed by this addiction.
What's interesting about it, not just addiction, but in general, I mean, we can call it sin, right? The Bible calls not living a godly life sin, like missing the mark.
Yeah.
You know, in anything, drugs, or in this particular case, we're talking about pornography. It's one of those things that we always try to kind of make it secret, or we feel like it's secret and that nobody else knows. And by that thinking, it gives it power to continue to do more. That's the dangerous thing about pornography addiction, is that people feel like, oh, you know, nobody really knows. It's just my little thing. But really, people know. And the reason why, you know, I think people know is because we start oozing out what we're putting inside of us.
Yes, I remember a time when we were sitting at a table at a restaurant with a group of people. And there's this guy who was in the middle of his conversation speaking with us. You might remember this.
Yes.
And we were all talking and a waitress walked by and he sharply turned his head to look at her like in the wrong way. Right. And it was like, oh my gosh, this guy is just staring this woman down. And then he turned back and started talking to us in the conversation. And, you know, a lot of times when people struggle with things, they don't realize other people can see the effects of it, like you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, I think that's very true because this is what the Bible says. This is in Matthew chapter 12, verses 33. It says, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. That means is that how you live your life, whatever you put in, whatever kind of tree you are, people are going to kind of find out. There are no secrets. But the biggest thing for me, when I was a porn addict, before I knew Christ, not a big deal.
Right.
But when I accepted Jesus Christ into my life, I didn't just suddenly like get free from it.
Right.
I remember this one time where I was, I hate to say this, I was clicking away. And then I got this vision that Jesus was right around my shoulder looking at me and then saying, that's my daughter.
Oh, wow.
And it just freaked me out. I couldn't do it. And it really brought a realization to me. I need to stop. This is not just, you know, for me. I'm hurting people and hurting myself.
And God sees everything. We cannot hide from him. So though we're trying to hide things, God sees all. Let's hear from Lauren after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Saigon Bowl Restaurant and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Saigon Bowl offers the best of Vietnam right here in Denver, Colorado. Winning awards from Yelp, Urban Spoon, and TripAdvisor, Saigon Bowl is sure to please with authentic Vietnamese pho, noodle bowls, seafood dishes, and other fine Asian cuisine. Just Google them as Saigon Bowl Denver or call them at 303-935-2427. That's 303-935-2427.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult,
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Han Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us once again is Lauren Norris, and he's been talking with us about how he had a 25-year porn addiction. In fact, he was addicted to porn 10 years in his marriage, where it nearly ruined his marriage. At a very young age, just after 9 years old, he was molested by someone, and that opened the doors for him for sexual things. Between the ages of 13 and 19, he kind of went buck wild, ran wild, and had a fun time dating girls. but he put all of his hope and trust into women. And when those relationships failed, he felt like he was a failure and just really didn't want to live much.
Yeah.
And had an amazing encounter with the Lord. And let's welcome him to the show. Thanks, Lauren, for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So I understand that when you had an encounter with the Lord, you realized he still loved you and you had a purpose despite your secret addiction. Let me ask you a question. What does it feel like to be addicted to porn? What kind of shame or what kind of feelings did you experience being addicted to pornography?
You know, it's funny that you ask that because there are people who read my book now, The Five Battle Strategies of a Victorious Warrior, and probably my two biggest fans. Both of them told me, I did not know I was an addict until I read your book, because the behavior of the porn addict or the sex addict is so much like every other unsaved guy. The conviction that comes with that, the shame that comes with that, is when you realize you're not in control of it. You know, I say it like this. When you're a slave and the slave master says, walk the plank into the ocean with the sharks, you don't say, you know what, hang on a second, I'm offended by sharks. I don't really like the idea of walking off the plank. You don't get that negotiation opportunity. When the slave master says jump, you jump. You don't debate, you don't lecture, you don't argue, you just jump. And when you're an addict, you just do what the addiction tells you to do, what the chemicals in your body are telling you to do, what the temptation is telling you to do, and it will eat you up. Then the shame comes.
So for people who maybe aren't Christians, would they even feel like there's any kind of guilt? Because, I mean, really, you're just looking at a woman. A lot of people say, well, you're not really physically with this person. How does pornography affect somebody, whether they're a Christian or not?
Well, I'll tell you this. The idea that you get more of what you focus on is not just a phrase. It is a truth of neuroscience. It is a truth of quantum physics. You get more of what you focus on. So if you're water skiing and you're looking to the left, you're going to fall to the left. And if you're driving down the road at night and you're staring at the oncoming headlights, you're probably going to hit the oncoming headlights. And if your mind is constantly focused on how you're going to get the next fix, whether it's alcohol, food, or sex, it doesn't matter. If your mind is focused on how you're going to get the next fix, you are not focused on your job, on your relationships, on your driving. We all know we've turned into the driveway and looked up and went, oh, I'm home. How did I miss the last three stop signs? And the reality is your subconscious mind moves at 40 gigabytes a second, while your conscious mind moves at 2 kilobytes a second. And if you are absorbed with, consumed with, obsessed with pornography, there's garbage in your mind that is causing you to think and do and treat and behave around other people. Ways that if you saw yourself on a video camera doing that, you go, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize I passed those three stop signs. I didn't realize I stared at her from the time she got out of the car until her kids were in the shopping cart.
Right.
I was thinking about the way she was behaving and walking in her yoga pants, and what would she look like without those yoga pants? And what if they were jeans, or what if it was a red? And all of those things are going through the mind, and everybody's pretending like it's not happening. They're all lying.
Wow. And there are people who are wondering, how does this really affect the person I'm with? I mean, we see that it's affecting you because it's on your mind all the time. It's affecting your job. It's affecting everything. But what about the person who is married to you, like your wife? How does that affect that person?
Well, I can only say from my own standpoint, and, you know, I've always been a very jealous guy. And usually from a psychological standpoint, most people are jealous because they're untrustworthy. So, hint, hint, gentlemen, if you feel like you're jealous, it's probably because you're acting a way that you're not supposed to be. Just a little sidebar for you. But if your girl is jealous, you may have given her reason to be. And if she's jealous because she feels like somebody else is going to steal you, then that means she feels like you're worth stealing. You should pay attention to that. But if she's jealous because you give more attention to everybody else than you give to her, because you're flirting with every waitress that comes to the table, because you're watching everybody that walks by more than a glance to notice that they're there.
Right.
I can't imagine how I would feel if every guy that walked by my wife stopped looking in my eyes while I'm talking to her and watched him walk all the way across the room, or studied him up and down and looked for how his jeans fit, or thought about what he might look like without his shirt. It would eat me up inside if I thought she was that fascinated with somebody else.
You said something on our previous show, and I want you to say it here. How you got freedom, how other people can, and if you can give us an email or a website where people can get in touch with you.
Absolutely. The best way to get in touch with us, with myself or my wife, because I know there are ladies who are struggling with the pain of having been the victim having been married to the addict. You can reach us at transforminggrace.tv. And from that, you'll find her contact information or mine, emails, phone numbers, whatever. You can Facebook message us or private message, whatever you want to do. We're glad to mentor and help in any way that we can. As far as getting free, there are so many who are caught up in the world of addiction who have been told, once an addict, always an addict. You'll never be free of this. You will live this the rest of your life. That, my friend, is a lie. It is a lie.
Amen.
There are people who profit financially from your addiction. They want you to remain addicted. And I'm going to say that sadly from both sides. There are people who make the product who want you to stay addicted, and there are people who sell you a solution who want you to stay addicted. I want you free in Christ because I believe you're called to do something else. And when God said to me, if this is what you want, you can have all of this that you want, but you'll never have me. But if you want me, you can have all of me you want, and I'll set you free from that. And it literally did become a choice. And I became free because I chose to be free, because I decided I wanted God more than I wanted the addiction.
Wow. And I think that's so true for everyone with any addiction. Whatever you want, you'll put your heart or your mind to. And if you want God more than this addiction, then you can be free because your heart and your focus goes to God and you don't want to offend him. You don't want to hurt him. And also, if you want a great marriage, you don't want to have someone in the bed sleeping with you and your wife, you know, your husband. The best way is to realize, I want to have a pure marriage. I want my wife to be happy. I want my husband to be happy. Let's just keep it between us and have that unity and have that sacred marriage. Well, we thank you so much, Lauren, for being with us. May God bless you. And we're going to pray for those who are listening to get the freedom that you received.
Amen.
Well, Father God, we just thank you so much for this enlightening radio show. But the most of all is, I sense there's someone who's listening right now and saying, wow, I don't know. Maybe I am addicted to porn. Maybe I'm struggling with that. And I just spent these years, these months denying it. So Father God, I pray right now just for your light to shine, to show, Lord God, all those who are listening right now might be saying, hey, that's me. Now, if that's you, it's not a time to loathe and guilt and shame. But this is a time to realize that Jesus wants to set you free. Jesus can set you free, and it can happen right now. Jesus, I pray for all those who are listening, who are just maybe realizing they are porn addicts or have known for a long time. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would set the captives free right now in the name of Jesus. And for all those who are struggling with it, begin to give them a vision, God, of a life without porn addiction and a life free from it so they can truly focus on your call for them, because God's call is on you. We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you for listening to Real Life.